Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am with Ashley Draper of Jada Blitz Fitness. And Ashley, you're one of the gyms considering suing the governor over his decision to keep gyms closed. Please tell us a little bit about why you're contemplating suing the governor.
So we joined a fitness alliance of individual gyms throughout the state. There's over 500 gyms involved at this point, really trying to understand why we were removed from phase four. We had been told we were in phase three. Then I was told we were in phase four. And then obviously we got the news last week that we would be removed from the last phase with no indication of when we will be able to reopen, and no data or exact explanation given to us as to why we cannot open.
When the governor announced phase four, how prepared were you to reopen today?
Completely prepared. We've tirelessly worked on our safety plan. We had everything typed up. We sent it out to all of our members as well as put it on our website. We invested in different types of equipment and did our research as to what was going to be the best equipment and resources for us to invest in to keep our gym safe. We purchased a Clorox Total 360 machine, which is a large electrostatic sprayer for us to be able to spray down the entire facility. And our plans were to close multiple times a day for a period of time to allow our cleaning staff to use the sprayer to wipe stuff down. Additionally, we did our research into what types of wipes actually have the COVID kill claim, and we purchased those ahead of time. We brought all of our staff back for training. We were going to actually increase our payroll by putting additional staff members on the floor in each room to monitor to ensure that social distancing was being adhered to, and to also ensure that our members were wiping down equipment after they used it individually.
How frustrating has it been to be closed for what's going on about 4 months?
Obviously very, extremely frustrating. You know, we understood originally when we were asked to close, why we were being asked to close. You know, the first press conference, I remember it like it was yesterday, saying, you know, asking us to close for 2 weeks to help flatten the curve. Our infection rate is less than 1% in Western New York. We know that we've flattened the curve, and I just feel like we are being unfairly treated as an industry, and there's damage that's being done to our industry because now there's this picture painted to the public that a gym facility is not clean or is unsafe for people to step foot into because it's going to spread the COVID virus, which no studies have shown that. There was actually a study done in Europe, which showed opposite of that. So, you know, for us, it's just frustrating because there's been no true explanation or thorough explanation or data given to the fitness industry to back this continued closure.
How long before you and the others in the alliance decide to go through with the lawsuit against the governor to get these gyms open?
I'm not sure. I don't want to speak on behalf of the alliance. There have been calls this week. We do know that Governor Cuomo has met with various lobbyist groups. There's another alliance that is formed in New York of other gym owners, and they have hired a lobbyist group that has worked with Cuomo in the past, we're aware of. And they were supposed to be meeting with him, if not last night, then today. But two other groups have met with him, and he pretty much said no, that his decision was to remain, but he gave no valid reason why. And he also told the county executive, quote, tell that group to get a good attorney. So, you know, for us, it's more if you could just provide us with actual reasons and give us our due process right to show that we can safely reopen and to actually go out to gyms and look at what we're doing. We can be very creative and we can, you know, our members are very understanding. So I think that's where our frustration lies, is we're not even being given the opportunity.
How confident are you that you can open safely today?
I am 100% confident. You know, I feel more safe, and we have had members say they would feel more safe coming into our facility than they would going out to a restaurant or going into Wegmans. We are a large facility where we are large in size, but we don't have a huge membership base. So we are able to socially distance. We created a great locker room locker system. So we know when people are using a locker, we have them marked, the ones that can be used in the locker rooms. They bring up the tag or the magnet outside of it afterwards, and our cleaning staff immediately goes and disinfects that locker. We thought of everything, and I feel 100% confident that we would be completely safe for members to step foot in and work out. And additionally, why isn't gyms considered an essential business? Health insurance companies recognize us as part of the healthcare industry. They reimburse their members for visiting gyms to live a healthier lifestyle. And we were placed in New York State in recreation. And I think that we need to, after this is all said and done, push really hard to get the fitness industry recognized more so into our healthcare system and not as recreation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.